Great. Jonathan, what do you want to know?
Well, let's just start with the basics. So you played at the Jazz Festival, right?
Yes. When did I play? 2006, must be.
2006. That was at their second year, I think.
Yes.
Second year. Mm-hmm. And who'd you play with?
Magnetic Ear. Mm-hmm. We had the band that we have to this day with Jeff Albert, Justin Peake, John Gross, then Daniel Ostreich, and myself.
Uh-huh. And what's the band about? What's that? What is Magnetic Ear?
Well, it's four horns. Now we have extended it to another trombone, so we're now a six-piece band. But it's sousaphone, trombone, baritone, tenor, and drums. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thrill of it is to be able to dip stylistically and culturally into New Orleans sound, but abuse it in every way you wish and write original music, mm-hmm. sometimes more in the style of, or sometimes not in any style, but sometimes just writing something in the style of and then go off on that. You know, that's sort of the, uh-huh. the main thrill that I have with uh-huh. it, you know. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And how was it, how did you like playing with the band at the Jazz Festival?
I mean, the Jazz Festival is a great fest, you know, it was great. It was really exciting. You know, it seemed like really high-stake scenario for uh-huh. me because, you know, that's like our crowd, our neighborhood, our people, you know.
How would you describe our crowd and our neighborhood?
Well, you know, I mean, it's very Bywater, uh-huh. hipster, artist, musician. You know, it's like pretty dense around here with all those people, you know. Uh-huh. So it's like, you know, pretty much everybody in the audience.
And how do you feel that your music, that the music that you're playing or that you're working on is involved with that, if it is?
Not sure I understand the question.
I mean, is there any relationship between the way that you put your music together and the way that you understand the neighborhood and why this would be a high-stakes thing in terms of the art that you're doing?
Well, I'd say high-stake because at the time we were still pretty new and green and all that, and I felt like this was, you know, it was a big deal for me in that uh-huh. sense because all of this was fresh, and I wanted it to go over well. And I mean, I've learned a lot since then, you know. But in terms of, I would say that our 2 month every Thursday at Saturn Bar in 2007 really created a closer relationship with our fan base.
And Saturn Bar is across the street, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And were you having the same kind of audiences at the Saturn Bar as you had at the Jazz Festival?
Yeah, I would think so, pretty much. You mm-hmm. know, it's, if you, I mean, I don't know whether it's fair to say that maybe 60% of the audience are really people living right around within a few blocks, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in that sense, it's the same crowd. I mean, it's us.
Mm-hmm. Have you, and you've been to be an audience person at the...
Oh, totally. I went every year. Yeah, it's totally awesome. Uh-huh. I mean, the combined creative firepower of Alex and Courtney just, you know, is unparalleled.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So what do you feel like, what's it like being at the Jazz Festival? Is it just an audience? What do you...
It's the awesome thing is it's self-made. It's not sponsor-controlled scenario, but it's just like they did it themselves. And mm-hmm. it's like you don't get any closer to the feeling that's us than that, you know. I mean, we talked about French Quarter Fest earlier today, and we talked about Jazz Fest, and it's, you know, that's them and not us.
Uh-huh, right. So this is a warm feeling of being, of playing at home, maybe? Or
oh, yeah. I mean, it's a riot.
Yeah.
You know, just to have a little alternative festival in between those two Jazz Fest weekends is ingenious. And it's, I mean, there's a history of alternative festivals, right? At Newport, there was a thing for a while. And, you know, but, I mean, it's an ingenious idea. And
mm-hmm. What? Tell me about the alternative festival idea. What do you think is in that? Like, in other words, like, why does there need to be an alternative? Or why is there an alternative? Not they need to be. I don't know about need, but...
You would have to ask Alex that and Courtney. I mean, I guess they had the idea to say, you know... I mean, the thought must have been, how about having a festival where you hire bands that will that didn't make it into Jazz Fest or might never make it into Jazz Fest, and see how much of a festival you can put on and how much of a crowd you can draw and all that. I mean, it doesn't have to be combative or in opposition to, because Alex and you all, you know, play at Jazz Fest as well, and it's not like us versus them, but this is us as in we control our own business and our, you know.
So, what's your perception of, I'm not trying to create polemics here, don't worry about it, but I'm interested, I'm just going after the things that you mentioned.
You heard the thunder right there. Yeah, it's the weather. I just by accident installed the weather channel, and every so often it goes off.
That's great. You mentioned the alternative festival at Newport, and which is something I didn't know about. And so,
oh yeah, Ornette played and all that. You know, all the guys who didn't get the gig, and they went not far from it and had their own stage, and were like, "Here is our stuff."
Are there other examples of that?
I'm sure there is. Do you know
what sort of people organize? Do you have any other information?
I don't know, but you should totally research that.
I'm going to look into that. That's very interesting.
The new thing at Newport.